We're live from the 2013 Atlanta Falcons cheerleader auditions. We have 62 girls competing for a spot on the squad. 26 of those girls are returning vets. The other 36 are new girls trying to find their way on the squad. Stay tuned. We'll have interviews, live auditions, and much more headed your way.
For media companies such as the AJC and AJC.com. He is also president of Rosewood Productions, which produces more than 75 events a year. He began his career as a sports writer in Atlanta in 1985, working 13 years for the AJC. Gotta breathe, babies on my lungs. All right, where was I? He's just fabulous, let's just say that. Thank you, IJ. Miss Angeline Kelly. Angeline is a former Atlanta Falcons cheerleader whose last year on the field was the Falcons' only but not last appearance at the Super Bowl. Angeline's expertise has been utilized for over 15 years, consulting in the foundation of professional interview preparation, appearance, and performance fundamentals. She has worked with many sports and entertainment professionals, from Jeff Foxworthy to Duran Duran, as well as in the business world on a daily basis as the VP of Business Development for Home Team Equity, a mortgage company built on the platform of professional athlete's ownership. Miss Angeline. Did I get everybody? All right, we have one more judge joining us, and I'll introduce her at the very end before we announce. How about that? So I'm gonna let you girls go ahead and go back in, get lined up, and we will start in a few moments. It's 6:29, so we have about 30 seconds before we get started. Ladies, please state your name and number. Please set. Music, please.
Girl, you know what we came to do. Make no mistake. You're in the place to be by far. Let's get crazy. Like we ain't never gonna see tomorrow. Come on, now are you comfortable?
Loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose.
Thank you, ladies. Erin Perez, will you please come to the stage and demonstrate the routine? Judges, this is the routine, and this is what it should look like, okay? First 2-8 counts are freestyle, so it won't look the same. After the first 2-8 counts, it should look like this. Music, please. Please return those pom-poms for me. So basically, judges, last night they learned an additional part of the routine, which is the first half. But once they walk back to grab the poms and come back to us this way, you should be able to tell if they can dance or not because they've known that material since Sunday. All right? All right, our next group, we're ready. You're welcome, Judge Hatchett. 302. 303, please state your name. Please set. Music.
Take my heart.
Thank you, ladies. Please state your name and number. Please set. Music, please. Thank you, ladies. Please state your name and number. 306 and 307, please set. Music, please.
Loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose.
307, will you put the palms back together for me? Please state your name and number. Please set music. Please state your name and number. Three ten, 3:11, please set music. Thank you, ladies. Please state your name and number. 312, 313, please set music.
Let's get crazy, like we
time out there.
Please state your name and number. Music.
Are you comfortable?
Right there, right there, let the groove get in. There, there, right there, are you comfortable? Right there, right there, let the groove get in. There, there, right there.
'Cause when the groove gets on, groove it's on. And if you need some, here, take my hand. 'Cause when my groove gets on, groove it's on. So let's have the night of our lives. Come on.
You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world. I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Thank you, ladies. Please state your name and number. Three 16, 3 17, please set music.
Shake, like you know you got nothing to lose. Make it move. Girl, you know what we came to do. Make no mistake. You're in the place to be by far. So let's get crazy. Like we ain't never gonna see tomorrow. Come on, now are you comfortable?
Thank you, ladies. Please state your name and number. Ladies, 320 and 321, please state your name. Please set. Music.
People in London, they can't, they won't, they never will.
Please state your name and number.
Thank you, ladies. Please state your name and number. 324 and 325. Please set music.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. Please state your name and number. Please state your name and number. 328, 329, please set music.
People in London, they dance, they vote, they never win.
Please state your name and number. Hi, I'm 330-331. Please set music.
Are you comfortable?
Right there, right there. Let the groove get in. There, there, right there. Are you comfortable? Right there, right there. Let the groove get in. There, there, right there.
'Cause when the groove gets on, groove it's on. And if you need
Thank you, ladies. Three 358, 359, please set music. Thank you, ladies. Judges, this is our final group. 360, 361, please set. Music.
Girl, you know what we came to do. Make no mistake. You're in the place to be by far. So let's get crazy. Like we never.
All right, guys, that was an incredible first part of auditions. The judges are going to go deliberate, and we'll be back with some interviews later from the girls that just performed.
Thank you, ladies. Please back up and state your name and number on the X. Thank you. Number 334, 335, please set music.
Time out there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't nobody like it, don't stop the
Thank you, ladies. Numbers 336 and 337, please set. Music. Ladies. Sabrina, please hold the next group. All hearts, minds, and bladders are clear. Let's cheer. Number 338, 339. Please set. Music.
Shake, like you know you got nothing to lose. Make it move, girl. You know what we came to do. Make no mistake. You're in the place to be by far. So let's get crazy, like we ain't never gonna see tomorrow. Come on, now are you comfortable?
Ladies. Three forty-one, please set music. Ladies.
342-343, please set music.
Shake, like you know you got nothing to lose. Make it move. Girl, you know what we came to do. Make no mistake. You're in the place to be by far. So let's get crazy. Like we ain't never gonna see tomorrow. Come on, now are you comfortable?
Ladies. Please set music.
Shake, like you know you got nothing to lose. Make it move. Girl, you know what we came to do. Make no mistake. You're in the place to be by far. So let's get crazy. Like we ain't never gonna see tomorrow. Come on, now are you comfortable?
Ladies. Three forty-six, three forty-seven, please set music. 3:48, 3:49, please set music. Ladies, 3:50 and 3:51. Please set music.
Make no mistake.
Thank you, ladies. /352, /353, please set music. /354 and /355, please set music.
Loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies. Judges, this is our final group. 360, 361, please set music.
All right, guys, we're here with Natalie, one of our veterans from last year. Natalie, how did this year compare to last year's tryouts?
Well, this year, audition week was one day shorter, so that was kind of better. We didn't have the boot camp this year, so we weren't as worn out, but it was still a very busy week with interviews, and then last night we learned the final audition piece, and today I spent all day practicing, trying to get everything perfect, and I think it went well.
Tell us how the interview went. What was that like, being in front of the judges and whatnot and doing an interview?
Well, this year, since I'm a returning vet, we did interviews back in February, so it was a little more laid back, but still, it's like an evaluation of the prior year. Still very nerve-wracking, but it went well.
All right, and tell us how you think you did out on stage today.
I think I did well. The stage was very slippery and small, but I felt like I couldn't do my absolute best. I couldn't really perform to the best potential, but I feel like I did really good.
All right, well, good luck, and we'll see you later.
Thank you.
All right. All right, guys, we'll bring in one of our girls that it's her first year trying out. Come on down. All right. Tell Falcons Nation what your name is.
My name is Maima.
All right, Maima, how do you feel you did today out on stage?
I feel that I did good. I took control of my nerves. The floor was a little bit slippery, but I held it together, and I had fun.
What part of the routine do you think you nailed the best out of everything?
I really think I nailed the beginning of the pit bull part. We kind of walk out really strong, really sassy. I felt really good about that.
And I know you had to do an interview, so kind of tell everybody what that was like.
To me, the interview was really good. I got a chance to tell Jakeen and Chateau a little bit more about myself, and it was fun.
Well, can you tell Falcons Nation a little more about yourself? What'd you tell them about?
I told them about the things I like to do, what I'm serious about. I told them a lot about my studies, my graduate studies in language and literacy. So we had a good chance to talk about my career goals.
All right. Well, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Bring out Naz. She's one of the girls that cheered 2 years ago. Isn't that right, Naz?
That's right.
All right, how do you feel today?
You know, that floor is really slippery, so I did the best with the circumstances that I had, so hopefully it'll pay off. We'll see.
How does this audition compare to the last one you did 2 years ago?
Well, you know what? I don't even remember the last one now because I'm so focused on this one, but this one's tough. I feel like the competition this year is a lot more fierce.
Out of everything that you had to do for tryouts, what do you think you nailed the best?
Interview. I love Chateau and Jakeen so much, so it really didn't feel like an interview. It was more like a conversation. So it was nice to sit down and speak with them after a year.
Yeah, well, what are some of the things you let them know about after a year? What did they ask you?
Yeah, of course, why I left and why I decided to come back. And what I told them was that, you know, I needed time to actively pursue a career and that I wanted to make sure that I could juggle both before I just took on both and not being able to do both sufficiently. So I took a year off and just kind of gathered my thoughts and got everything together, and I'm ready to take this on. So
we're glad to see your beautiful face. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, we'll bring one of our other new girls. I believe she was a Georgette, is that right, or which one?
I was a Georgette, and I was a dance dog.
Okay, can you tell everybody in Falcons Nation what your name is?
I'm Christine Marble.
All right, Christine, how'd you feel out there today?
You know, I did the best I could. I had a lot of fun. It was a great atmosphere, and that's all I could ask for.
What was the most fun that you've had throughout this whole tryout process?
I think just getting to know the girls and just dancing with them and sharing the passion that we all have and just having fun.
How does this tryout compare to your college tryouts when you did the dance team?
I would say it was a little bit more competitive, definitely, because it's professional. But, yeah, it was a little intimidating. It definitely was, but it was worth it.
Tell us, like, what parts were intimidating for you?
There was a lot more girls. I wasn't used to that many girls. We don't usually have this many cuts. The interview process was a little bit more short than usual, and it's a little bit more personal, so it was fun.
Well, thanks for talking to us, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, we'll bring one of our vets, Kylie, come on over. You got a new hairdo. You look fabulous. I've told you that a million times.
Thank you.
All right, Kylie, how'd you feel out there compared to last year's auditions? You were a rookie last year, so how did they compare?
This was my first year returning, and it's still just as hard. I have my huge swarm of butterflies today.
Yeah, but did you feel more comfortable?
It was comfortable for me because I got to dance with a fellow vet, Cameron, so we had a fun time and just fed off of each other's energy.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. What was that like, kind of, I guess, competing against a fellow veteran on stage?
We didn't really see it as competing. We saw it as a great time, and we danced next to each other all season long. So, again, we just fed off the energy and had a blast.
All right. Well, good luck, and thanks for joining us, Kylie.
Thanks, Raven.
You're welcome. All right. We're going to have one of our returning veterans, Christy. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Christy, you look great out there. How'd you feel?
It felt good.
did. I kind of had an out-of-body experience, which I typically do on stage. I don't know what I did. So I always have to text my family afterwards. They watch it online, too. And I'm like, what did I do? Did I look okay? But I think it went good.
Did you black out on stage? Is that what you're saying when you had an out-of-body?
Yeah, absolutely. Every year, I just, like, out-of-body.
When you're out on the field, do you kind of have out-of-body experience?
Yeah, I think it's just, it's part of what I love about performing, you know, you just like, that's why you practice so much, you get the muscle memory in there, and then you just think about performing and how much fun it is, and you forget what you're doing, so.
That routine looked like a lot of fun. What part was your favorite?
Probably the second part where we kind of started like breaking down a little bit and it was a little bit more relaxed. The first part had a lot of technique in it, and the stage this year was a little bit slippier than it normally is, so we were a lot nervous about that, but.
All right, well, thanks for joining, Christy, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, you heard it from some of the veterans and some of the girls that are new and fresh. We'll see if they make the team, and we'll join you later this evening.
Congratulations again on being one of our 2013 Atlanta Falcons cheerleaders finalists. Please give yourselves one final round of applause. When your name is called, you'll come over to our alumni and pick up a bag. You'll head on the stage. Art will take a photo of you, and you'll remain on the stage, and then we'll get a group shot. All right? And then we'll have, like, a really, really quick, brief meeting. Y'all ready? Okay. Rie Oshie. And these are in no particular order. Cecilia Bird. Natalie Brigman. Sydney Holberg. Alice Fair. And I forgot to mention, judges, this part is only 50% of the score. We also have an interview process that counts as the other 50%. Okay? Brianna Stade. Leslie Burtz. Khadija Johnson. Brittany Wall. Kristen Marble. Natalie Smith. Ariel Anderson. Allison Levent. Ashley Young. Jasmine Cooper Cade. Kylie Borowski. Naz Bolin. Kinley Minchu. Bethany Newland. Mickey Jackson. Kelsey Grzynski. Dana Luker. Kristen Johnson. Macy Alexander, Katie Veldeis, Amy Leifer, Alaria Perry, Kat Majester, Heather Chesser, Hope Wiseman, Cameron Armstrong, Danita Clark, Tiffany Moore, Lindsay Mascaluso, Jess Farrell, and Christy Bearden. Congratulations to our 2013 team. And ladies, if you can remain on the stage, we're going to have a very brief meeting, please. Congratulations, ladies.
All right, Falcons fans, there you have it. This is our 2013 Atlanta Falcons cheerleading squad. Thanks for joining us and have a great night.